And thanks for the invitation. It's a really great conference. I mean, last one we have such a oracle of theories many, many years ago, right? In Newton Institute, or maybe in Berkeley, 94, 93. What? 98, another Newton, right? But before that, we have one in Berkeley, Missouri, 94, 93, many years ago. Anyway, it's nice to see my teacher, a lot of older friends, you know. So I want to talk about something about high coordination cycles today. If we read the early papers of Gillet, Soleil, we talk a lot about line bundles, we also talk a lot about cycles. And these high coordination cycles, in general, are very difficult to compute. But for some special cycles, it is actually computable. And that's what I'm going to do. Because my talk have two parts. The first half, I just want to give a basic definition, examples. And I'm sorry for this hole in my lecture 3 weeks ago. In the last lecture, I talked a lot about this cycle with connection to triple product error function. Then today, I will more focus on geometric parts. And some of you will already listen one or two times. Some of them probably three times already. So I will talk about Chow group. So let X of a Q be a projective smooth variety. So the thing we really care, we care about many things. One thing we care is Chow cycles of codimension I cycles. I mean the modular. There's a rational equivalence. So this is a very simple object, but very difficult to study in general. So the first way you want to do here is to study the cohomology class. And so let's define this name called class. Then is naturally I put these numbers in so that the total weight is zero, so you can take the Galois invariance. And X bar is the best change to Q bar. And of course, let me assume these varieties are connected, but not necessarily geometric connected, because I just want to work on a Q. If I require the geometric connected, I have to use K, right? So that's the same thing, no any difference. So the kernel, of course, I will use the QL as a coefficient. So let me just forget about torsion part. Then the kernel of this one is something we define as cohomology trivial cycles. So that is the basic, that sequence we're going to study. So to study this cycle, this group you need to study the image, you study the kernel. So let's write down the Ni is the image of CHI of X. Yeah, I will choose the error on fixed from beginning to end. So the first conjecture, the Tate, is that this class map actually is surjective. So in other words, this narrow several group is actually the image of that. The second thing, that's the standard thing if you connect to the error function, that the rank of Ni should be equal to negative order S equals I plus 1 error function of S associated to this motif to I of X bar QL. And then it's the remainder study of this thing, but this is actually not really that bad because anyway this thing is, this is a finite dimensional space. And you're working, talking about the poles of error function in general. If you know how to compute it, usually it's easy to estimate how big the pole is. But this group is more complicated. This one is analog, something we usually call the Modenberg group. So you also have the cycle map, the Kummer cycle. So it goes to the Fermat group of Q H2i minus 1 of X bar QL. I also want to make a total weighted to be 0. So that is a Kummer map. I wrote the cover here. And this is like the usual Kummer map. This is like a Fermat group. If you don't tensor this thing, then the co-kernel should be like the something called the Tedeschaver-Roche group. So we have another conjecture of Bellings and Bloch. I'm not completely sure. I mean, maybe other people like a Cato, Fontaine, other people, is part of the main conjecture. What's our main conjecture is that the kappa is actually isomorphism. The second thing is that the rank of CHI of X0 is equal to order of vanishing S equals I. Let me show. I want to make these numbers correct. Of a function S HTI minus 1 X bar QL. This is the analog of a BSD. So at least when X is a curve, or X, the abelian variety, when I is the maximum number. So in fact, like in the Modenberg group case, you actually can define a higher pairing. So there's a higher pairing. It's defined by Bellings and Bloch. But also redefined by Gillet and Soleil. Is that there is a higher pairing HI X0 CH, of course this is conditional. So the conditional higher pairing, but in the letter I we explain that G of X0 to real number. When I plus J equal dimension of X plus 1, so this is a higher pairing. This is non-degenerate. That's what can I do? That's a modular torsion, say over Q, whatever. Non-degenerate. And the satisfy Hardinger theorem. So what I mean that you pick up ample line bundle, you have this thing has a filtration by the images of by intersections of this ample line bundle. Then Hodge index really means that you have H I of X0 goes to CH. Oh my god. Have to I needed to make this is I M month I M plus 1 minus I. Okay, so this is of X 0 Q. You define it by some L C 1 of L some line bundle. You cut it by hyper section. this one, my, this one. How many times I need? So I need to cut n plus 1 minus 2i, right? So of course, for I less equal than n plus 1 divided by 2, right? This is the one you do. So if you do this one, then you will have, there's a kernel here, there. I assume this is ejected, whatever. So I will not go into the detail because, so that's the basic, this is the conjecture. Is that the Gilles? So lay is that, so if x is inside ch I of x0, c1 of r, n plus 1 minus 2i times x, if we do more one more time, you get 0, right? Then I guess negative I is the power. This x is hardly appearing. C1 L M plus 2 minus plus 1 minus minus I 2I minus I of X will be bigger than 0, greater equal than 0. Okay, so that's there is a big, really bigger than 0. I assume this is the Q here. X is not 0. So this is the conjecture. So something called a Hodge index theorem. Well, that's a very nice thing. You know, when I was young, you know, trying very hard to prove some cases. So that's the cases I tried. So like today, I just want to explain a lot of examples. What exactly this conjecture means? The first case, of course, I mean, let's forget about the curves, Jacobian. The next interesting case will be collimation two cycles, right? Collimation two cycles, the next case is, for example, I can take x to be c1 cross c2 cross c3, right? This is not a bad case to study. And if you choose some points, gi inside, take of x1, of q, whatever, it's actually the exact sequence I study here can have a canonic splitting. So you will have a splitting ch of q will be chi of q 0. I will only study the collimation two cycles ni, and it becomes a q. And this cycle can be furtherly decomposed because you have three cycles here. Some cycles belong to the complete section of one cycle to other one. So you will have xq0 equals ch2xq0, double zero, plus the cycle that comes from one component times other curve, right? Third time ch. Q of ci, I from 1 to 3 of 0 here. So this is the model of a group. And this ch, qxq, 0, 0 is a cycle x inside ch, q of x, 0, the projection ij of c equals 0. So this is pi ij. A projection from x to ci cross cj. Okay, so these are cycles. When you project them, you get to vanish. On the other hand, your error function of this h2, so this h2 H4 actually. This H3 of X can have the similar decomposition H1 of C1, H1 of C2, H1 of C3 plus H1 of Ci of weight next one are from 1 to 3. So this decomposition is exactly compatible with that decomposition. So in this case, you can have a conjecture that this is the balance and block conjecture that is the rank of CH2 of X double zero of equals to auto vanishing S equals to 2 S H1 of C1 tensor H1 of C2 tensor H1 of C3. So this is why the triple product naturally appeared here. And on the other hand, and the higher pairing part, in this case, there is a pairing, canonical pairing defined by Gross and Schön in this case, but also there is a higher pairing. There's a way to define a higher pairing. I mean, not well defined, unconditionally high defined. Pairing on CH of X of 2, 0, 0. So you can talk about the conjecture of G. Lennard-Sule in this case. But in fact, you see, any of such a cycle is really come from one curve, which has finite degree on every component, right? So in other words, this cycle comes from a morphism on another curve, a single curve. So to study this cycle, it is sufficient to study the case X has is a product of three curves, then study correspondence inside. The second case I want to study is X equals to C cross C cross C, C with CSM. And this EI, I can write ESM too, but that's no big deal. Or I can write E1 equal E2 equal E3. It's not necessary. So I can define, in this case, this cycle CH2 of X00 can have further decomposition. The reason is, on this one, you can have diagonal, for example, right? Then you have a cycle intersected diagonal. This is one thing you can do. Second thing, you have symmetry. Right? At least you have two games you can play. So in other words, this one we have CH2 X 0, 0, 0 plus something I will call a complete intersection cycle. I will not care, but a complete intersection really means come from the points. So this cycle is a product of two things. One of them is algebraic equivalent to zero. Right? So this cycle I don't want to touch it, basically something as a Modavei group. So this CH2 of X 0, 0, 0 is the cycle C inside CH0 of 2X 0, 0 with two extra conditions. The first condition, C is symmetric. And the action by S3. Second thing is a little bit tricky, is you defined the C square to X equals C Q. Then you project to C, then define the morphism given by XY goes to XY, then project to Y. Okay, so this is the case that you do, and we require that, let's give a name, call this is a morphism alpha, this is a beta. You require that the pullback of your cycle C, then push it forward, will be vanished. Okay, so this is the cycle there, and this and the child group size. And the cohomology size, you also have a very fun part. The one first thing is the symmetry. Symmetry in the cycle exactly means anti-symmetry in the cohomology. So you have this wedge 3, H1 of X, maps 2, H1 of X of negative 1. And that's because we know that H1 of X, we have the cup product, QQ negative 1, right? Let's write a cup product, A, B, this is a cup product. So then you define the kernel here, yeah? So this is really a fun part. The definition is the same, right? You have A, wedge B, wedge C, it goes to A, B, C, plus B, C, A, plus C, A, B. So you define a kernel there. This kernel is exactly take care of these things. In other words, we have this conjecture that the rank of CH X 0002 will be equal to the order vanishing S equal to error function 2 and M. So this is a really fine part. As I said, that this one, if you take care of the correspondence, because if you C has a lot of morphisms, if you take care of correspondence, this special conjecture actually implies this general conjecture. But if you, with respect to the correspondences, one very, very special cycle here, I'm going to talk later, is something called the Gauss-Schön cycle. So this comes from, in this case, you take this data of E, is basically from all the projection I do, you take the main diagonal, X, 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 then you just do the same way as you do the theorem of cube, the X, X, E, then you plus X, E, E, you do all the same. This is what I do. The one easy thing you can do is that the one easy thing you can show this thing is apply IJ, push forward, delta E will be zero. The reason you do that is because you want this property to be true. And this property will imply that delta E is homologically trivial. The reason is to check a cycle homologically trivial, you need to take a cup product with a cycle of coordination 4, right? Coordination 2, the coordination 2, the cohomology class is where 2, where 2 usually come from the one surface. You pull back, you do it, you get this one, the trivial. So this is the way you do. This is a cycle we're going to talk a lot in the second half. And so for example, you can define the height of this E. And if you want to take everything very canonic, one thing I have to say that this cycle is trivial if this C is hyperlithic. And E is a width of the point. So in this case, it's trivial. Yes?
What is that inner product happening? Like H of delta E?
Oh, this is a highly pairing I defined. I didn't do anything. Yeah, I didn't spend much time to do that. Yeah. Okay, so this is the case. I mean, the one simplest case in another paper is that we're not going to do that. some theorem we compute, we actually, I just want to say that the theorem with my student, we just finished a little bit, Xin Yi Yuan, we, John and myself, we compute the modular curve case. If you start with x mod of n, you map to three different elliptic curves. If we start with any morphism, there's a pi here. So we compute the height of push forward of the cycle of Kc, or rather what the Kc is. We end up with something, this is something constant time, this one will be the derivative of 1 H1 of E1 times H1 of E2 times H1 of E3. So in this case, we actually can have, this Kc is a class pick of x naught of n, of 1 here, such that the 2g minus 2 times Kc is the canonical divisor. I'm sorry, then plus the cos. Now, in this case, very simple, because it's just a cos. So I mean, that because the theorem is really true for Shimura curve. This is not, I will not talk, I talked this in last time. Okay, this is the second, third special case. But definitely has a lot of very interesting cycle to study. Now, it's natural, after you concede, the curve that you start to concede, the case abelian variety, if X is abelian variety, then you have just like, very like the modular curve or Shimura curve, you have Heckel operators. Here you have action by multiplying by integers. So the Chow group of X of Q naturally can be write down the eigenspace of Q of S here. So there's a Chow group IS is the cycle C inside CHI of XQ if you take in pullback of N over C. You should, if you're doing the cohomology class, it's supposed to be N to I there, right? But this is a cycle, so it may not be true in minus S times C. So you can show that the CHSI X of Q is zero if S less than zero. And this, you conjecture that of Q, conjecture that zero. I mean, so actually the conjecture of Gillet-Soulet and conjecture Bayesian Bloch, CH0I of X of Q should be equal to the imaginary several group. So the conjecture is that of Bayesian Bloch is a consequent conjecture. I just said that CH1 of IX of Q is equal to CH I of XQ 0. So in other words, when S bigger than 1, all vanishes. You have only one component here. So this is the interesting thing. So again, this exact sequence is canonically split, right? And in this case, there's a very important thing that the Hardy theorem is also worked out by Kuhneman. Defined by Kuhneman. I don't know how many N you have. So this is a very important thing. And in fact, you can see very clearly, because Schoen cycle is a symmetry. So that cycle definitely comes from this cycle in the Jacob in the abelian variety. But somehow these two works are completely separate. Even you can use this one to define that one. So this is for general thing. If you make it, say, my abelian variety is not arbitrary abelian variety, is the Jacobian, then you have something called a tautological classes. The last example I want to say that this X is Jacobian of C, right? So it is abelian variety. In this case, you can have something called a tautological class. The Bourvil defines something like tautological class. So this is the classes in Chow group of J of X generated by, well, first I fix the embedding X embedding to C embedding to X. You can pick up any embedding you like, it's not very important. That's, for example, I can pick up X goes to the class X minus Kc. Okay, the Kc is a rational equivalent to omega C divided by Tg minus 2. Well, I assume this genus greater equal than 2. Actually, even the 2 is not so interesting. Greater equal than 3 is more fun here. It's generated by C and the operations. And the following operation, three different operations. The first operation is a sum. Right, it's called a Pontryagin product. So if you can, add if you have one cycle is inside, second cycle inside. If you Y is one cycle, Z is another cycle, you can define the sum of them. Okay, so it's basically instead of theoretically just the Y plus Z, when Y is in Y, Z is in Z. Okay. The most serious definition you have to take is the y, I don't know, let me see, y plus z equals to a plus x, then come to the x, you take the projection. Right? So this is the way you do. Okay, so the sum of them. The second operation is the intersection. You have two cycles there, you take intersection. The third operation is called a Fourier Mouquet transform. The reason is this X, and X has a bundle, a Poincaré bundle, right? This bundle is defined by, I don't know, if you pick up theta divisor, you take a theta divisor. Theta divisor is, take a theta to be C star C, C how many times? G minus 1 times. Then your Poincaré bundle, I forgot how to define that, is the P1 star of theta plus P2 star of theta minus star of theta. Okay, this is a Poincaré bundle. Then the Fourier Mouquet transform is take one C, goes to your pullback of C. Then you intersect with E to the lambda. Then you take a P2 of thing, right? It's just very like a Fourier transform, right? And this one is a kernel function. This is defined to be F of C. I'll be very careful. Negative. I get confused. What's the sign? doesn't matter. I could make one mistake, plus or minus sign here. So this is really nice, very concrete cycles inside this Jacobian. Oh, sorry, I erased this, this code here. And the one thing we can prove, it's not hard to prove that it's just by calculation that the following four are equivalent. The first thing is that delta Qc equals zero, that the Gauss Schoen cycle I just defined. Second thing is x minus x1 of x equals zero, c. This cycle is called a Teresa cycle. It's a very famous cycle, right? In, I mean, that when I say zero, I mean in a Chow group. The third condition is that x1 equals zero. Okay, then what I mean, the x can be written as summation xs, s from 1 to g, 2g, whatever, right? Because xs is the eigenspace with the multiplication that's given there. The last part, xs equals 0 for any s bigger than 1. And these conditions, we imply that this condition, if everything is vanishing, this condition will imply that the tautological cycles, let's give a name, called R is a ring, sorry, it's just a set of tautological cycles. The R is essentially generated by the theta device. So you see the vanishing the Gauss Schoen cycle has a very strong consequence. Basically you will, your tautological cycle is completely trivial. I mean there's nothing else left. And in fact the hard pairing defined by Gauss and Schoen and a pairing defined by Kuhneman has the following relation. This is very fun part, a very concrete case for Gillet-Soulais had a pairing, so the f of x1, this is had a pairing, this is already inside, equals 1 6 delta Qc, equals 1 over g minus 3 factorial that f of x1 theta divisor, that is that the Lefschetz operate g minus 3 f x1. So this is these two pairing are defined by Kuhneman. This middle one is defined by Gross and Schoen. So this is a very interesting thing. Okay, so this is my first part. I just give you some very special high coordination cycles. My second part, I want to make a connection to the some other thing. Well, you see, I mean, when you do algebraic geometry, this arithmetic, this curve usually giving algebraic surface. In algebraic surface, we know the first term class, second term class, bad reduction. Now suddenly, there's a pairing of Gross and Schoen or Kuhneman somehow give you a new invariant, new number there. So this is really a surprise to me, so I spent some time to study that. So the second part I want to do is the Hardy pairing. Hardy inequality. So, philosophically, this cannot be a new number. So in fact, this is true. So this, the Hardy pairing E can be written as, we assume gene is greater than 2. I mean, I guess actually these ones vanish. Even the gene is equal to 2. But nevertheless, this equality is non-trivial, even in this case. 2g plus 1, 2g minus 2, times omega x, say x is C cross C there. I will define it, so what do I mean? C square plus 6g minus 1 is the height of E minus KC. Then plus is the contribution of this V beta places. I mean, it's not, you can't define it. Minus 15. 5xv log n of v there. I will write this number more clearly. So this is C is a curve. It's say is a curve of a Q. Right? I mean, it's not connected. Let me write a Q. This is really weird stuff, huh? So C of a K is a smooth projective curve of genus greater than 2. I just want to explain this thing. And the omega C is one of the duality shape. It's a duality shape. With, in our kind of theory, this is a little bit confused. The reason is we have too many different ways to define duality and shift there. But it doesn't matter. Any two different ways will be differed by something in the finite thing. For example, if I choose the one defined in a so-called admissible, with admissible pairing defined in my paper a long time ago, then this formula will be, we have a better one, but you can use any one you do. And this one is a narrow tetrahedral pairing. And this is phi, xv is a continuous function in the modular space of curves. So phi xv, the function on modular space of whatever kv or qv, kv bar. Okay. For example, if V is Archimedean, this is a phi of xv has a very nice formula. 2 over lambda integration phi lambda omega omega bar. So this is a phi lambda R Kellogg Laplacian eigenfunctions. These omegas, the orthonormal basis for gamma of C omega 1. Okay, so this is the standard thing. So this is already give you a positive number. So in my paper, I make conjecture this is positive. So this is the general a formula. So it's a very interesting thing that there's a hydrocross-Schön cycle. It's not really a new invariant, it's an older invariant, right? This must be, there's no other choice. So let me just get a couple of consequences of this identity. One consequence, it is a philosophical consequence, is the following. So one great motivation, I mean, the great problem in our kind of theory is trying to prove this effective model conjecture. That's called effective, the Bogomolov-Yau inequality. You need to give upper bound omega C square. Doesn't matter which omega you pick up. You pick up any omega. This inequality means that you need to only study this Gross-Schön cycle. Now I said, well, the closed Schoenstatt circuit wouldn't be easier than the relative duality in shape, but at least they have two advantages. First of all, this is really well defined. In well defined sense, you cannot really modify like a classical duality in shape. I pick up different metric, like a different duality in shape. This one is the one. So I really believe that the harder pairing is much rigid than the pairing we defined before. You pick, everybody pick up different metric, different thing. Second thing is balance and block conjecture tell you that this actually has a relation to the error functions. So in fact, for modular curve, we prove it is the case. And other thing, I can really find a family of curves where the modularity can be proved, and you probably can prove this formula to make a connection with the higher Gaussian cycle to error functions. This somehow is new because in the classical approach of elliptic curves, we have this discriminant, this Shapiro's conjecture, discriminant related to conduct. But this discriminant can never put in error function. The reason is the isogenous elliptic curve will have different discriminant, even they have same conductor. But this invariant is rigid, right? So this is a really nice thing. I forgot to mention that many of the here. This class also, as I write on this cohomology there, is also measuring the non-commutativity of the Neopausen fundamental group. And I don't know what the relation between this one that one is. Okay, so this is a philosophical consequence. I mean, that this is the one I myself feel very excited when I realize this thing. Okay, so what this theorem say, some consequences? Well, some small one is that the H delta E minimize at get is the minimal is the minimal reach is the minimal. Minimal exactly when the E equals to C. Okay? This is nice. Second thing that is the formula, because when C is hyperelliptic, we know that delta E is trivial, so this formula we got exact formula. For omega c square, so that is the interesting thing. For hyperelliptic curve, we actually can compute omega square exactly. And before, I think that the first example was computed by both Mori Bei and Mester, right? Three people. I know that's a very early paper. They computed one example, but these things tell you actually compute for an arbitrary hyperelliptic curve with very precise formula for everything. So the last one, of course, is the opposite situation. Hyperelliptic, is not compact. Family, you always have better reduction. But if say C over K is a curve with K is a function field, with a smooth reduction everywhere. This is a really interesting situation. So in number field, you always have a better reduction. Accumulating plus is a better reduction, right? So, but it's not bad. So I have a curve, a surface S over B, the generical point we'll give a C here, right? In this situation. Then there's a better part all disappear. So you get a neat formula, the Gaussian cycle, the height of this data, C square, is equal to 2G plus 1, 2G minus 2, omega S over B square. And you make a relation of the height of Gaussian cycle with the square of relatively dualistic shape, if we assume this is non-isotrivial, then this is the theorem of Arakelov in the characteristic zero, and the theorem of Shapiro in the positive characteristic, this one is zero, is bigger than zero. So this actually gives you a very easy example that the Gaussian cycle is non-trivial. And before that, in the pure geometrical proof, in the Teresa cycle, they actually prove for generic curve in the modular space. Here is still not very generic, it's transcendence to one, right, at least. So this is a very nice example. But you actually, you can prove more than that. Because if there's a B, characteristic of B of K is a P, is a finite field, K is a curve of finite field, then the Taylor's conjecture I said at the very beginning, at least one inequality is true. So that the rank of cycles is less or equal than the poles of the error function. Now you have at least one cycle here. You can check that the functional equation has an even sign. Then we actually can find the order vanishing. S equals 2. LSM is greater than 2. Right? So you can, well, now the question, one very interesting question is that we have one cycle here. If you believe Taylor's conjecture, you should have another cycle. What is the other cycle? Right? I guess Lucien asked me to check the, what is the Cordaria family, but we haven't yet found out. So this is an interesting question. So what are the other cycles? And the CH of X 0, 0, 0. Right? So this is the second thing. So the last example, last consequence, actually, it depends on conjecture. So if it is believed that, for example, compute this number, you see this is really a positive number, right? Very positive, it's a square times something. So because of this reason, it is a conjecture that this phi of xv is a conjecture that is positive for all bad v, including accumulating place. If this is true, then what do we get? We get that omega c square will be greater equal than tg minus 2, I mean bigger than that in the number theory case, of tg plus 1 height of delta c, right? By conjecture of Gillet and Soleil, this is not a negative number, right? So this is not a negative number by Gillet and Soleil. So this is bigger than this one. That is the key thing for the Bogomolov conjecture. So this is not negative. So this will give you a very effective version. And in a small genus, so this has been verified by Zander. And so this is indeed a small number, but Zander's proof is just by directly compute this number. But I wish there should be some kind of theory using spectral theory to understand this, and this is very nice because it's basically three different functions integrated together. So I'm wondering, I have similar stuff to express this phi xv when v is finite. Before I finish, I have 5 minutes, let's go back to, I want to give one more example in the modular curve case. That's actually very fun cases. And this raises a new question of trying to construct the new construction. Construct rational points. On elliptic curves. And other than Hingenden points. Well, this is probably don't care. So what the idea is very, very simple. Suppose you have two abelian variety A and B, you have two abelian variety. Assume they don't have any correspondence between them. Assume the home of A, B is zero. Okay? So there's no isogenies between, I mean, no simple facts of them can be transferred from one to other. Suppose I have a curve, C, not here, is a curve. Okay? Right. And this one can allow you to construct a rational point from class of A. The reason is you pick up any line bundle, that is the pi 1, pi 2, okay? You pick up any line bundle in pick of A, you pull back. This construction is very stupid. But if I write the concrete letter on, you find it's not that stupid. You pull back here, you get a line bundle and C, right? And then you push it forward. Because here is a line bundle, you can view line bundle as one cycles, right? So you push it forward, right? It's just a bunch of points. Okay? Right? So then I defined pi 2, I defined a point x equals to summation ni, I just added them. Okay? Right? To add the point by naive way. So it's funny, so I get from error, get a point to x. And one thing I claim is, first thing I claim, suppose you define a semi field, say define a Q, for example, it's not a big deal. First I claim that, well, this X is defined over B of Q. Even your bundle is defined over Q bar. You can start with any Q bar, but the point is, assume this is no isogeny between Q bar there. Your point automatically defined over B of Q. The reason is, if you start with a line bundle, you take a Galois conjugate. Right? So, let me try to understand. Just a moment. Let's just do this. I don't want to make it too complicated. The first thing I want to say, this morphism defined a morphism of a Picard, a nanosavory group of AQ to B of Q. Okay? So why is nanosavory group? Because the line bundle, the algebraically trivial line bundle, if you pull back, the push forward, it gives you a correspondence. But there's no correspondence here, so you automatically vanish here. So you get a subgroup here. This is the case in the modular curve case. So now I do it right on one inequality. That is the consequence of the triple product formula. So this is the case I do. Suppose x naught of n, I can map to of e1 cross e2 cross e2. These two are equal. E1 is not isogeny to e2. There's no isogeny between them. This is one way. So I have this cycle pi. I have a pi push forward cross Schoen cycle. So I compute this one. I claim this one is h of x constructed by that method, some constant. So this is given by this x naught of n. You map to e1, e2, then go to e1. By that way, the corollary of this thing is that is the theorem of a new construction of rational points. So this will give you a complete new construction of rational point. You construct one rational point of elliptic curve using another elliptic curve. So the theorem, this is a student, my student, and myself, is that the height of x, I mean, this is really a corollary theorem, I just write it down. Time constant c equals L prime 1 U1 times L2 symmetric square of U2 tensor U1. So this thing is non-zero for some, for any given U1, you always can find some U2 non-zero. U2, so that's the theorem of Sarnak and the Ivanich. So this will give you a new construction. Or rational point on elliptic curve. The simplest example in this kind of thing is that it starts x naught of 37. It comes to the Kolmogorov cycle here. Here, this is a hyperelliptic curve, and this has an epic Lennard involution. So in other words, so this has a two elliptic curve, U1, U2. One of them is a rank U2 here. This, this is a rank 0, this is rank 1. This case was worked out by Mazur and Burgess and I in 1967. So our construction will give you exactly the generate of this point here. So this x constructed is the generate of U1 over Q. So what I can say, this is really so this is the point not really constructed by Hingen anyway, Hingen method. Yeah, so I'm just trying to show you how such a stupid way to construct rational point sometimes could be non-trivial. But I say, I mean, there's many other examples. You know, you find a curve whose Jacobian is very split. You just get the point from nothing, you know. Okay, so I should stop here.